This is the Mad Marv Comedy Lounge. Trap comedy at its finest. Where if you can't slam yourself, you might as well hang yourself. This is also where you can turn yourself into dope and you become the real man. Whoa, yeah.
All right, welcome to another exciting episode of the Mad Marv Comedy Lounge, coming to you every Tuesday from 7 to 8. That's 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., and we're on the West Coast. So we want to also remind you to check the red subscribe button on the Mad Marv Comedy Lounge on YouTube so you can be a subscriber. You know, it's free. And we also, if anybody's watching this show live right now, go ahead and feel free to interact with us and comment. Leave your comments in the comment box below. You know, we want to hear what you got to say and what y'all thinking about as well. Now, this has been an extraordinary week for me. And we're back again with our resident ghetto Googler, also known as
Peaks.
And we got the sports guy, which is Packet, which comes in with his extensive sport knowledge around the last 15 minutes of the show, called it Packet's Sports Corners. So let's get right into this this week. And Farouk, how was your week?
It was pretty good, man. I got threatened. I felt real vulnerable, man. Some young sister made me feel damn near, you know, I don't want to really know how to say
how young was she?
I was damn near scared. She was 20-something.
How did she scare you?
Well, I was getting off of work, man. She was sitting on the bus bench. I said, "Excuse me, sister, can I sit right here where your stuff is at?" She said, "No, motherfucker." So I told her, you know, no matter what you're going through, sister, it's going to be all right, and I'll pray for
you. How much stuff did she have? Did she have, like, a lot of stuff?
She had just, like, two bags sitting on the bench.
Uh-huh.
So I walked away from her, you know, of course, you know, I mumbled, you know, called her the name bitch under her breath, and that was her trigger word, you know.
She heard that shit?
Yeah, she jumped into action, man, like Wonder Woman. See, that's the thing about that goddamn Wonder Woman movie, you know, that woman in power and shit, they take it serious.
They see that shit and then just think they don't.
Man, she jumped up, she had pepper spray. I got humble real motherfucking fast when I seen that pepper spray, you know. But, you know, I was still trying
to... Go ahead, take the whole bench and shit.
Yeah, I was just, you know, still trying to be kind of like stand my ground. Like, look, you only good with that spray once. Sister, can you please calm down and let me move? I tried to go catch another bus, man. Mm. She followed me to the bus. She was blocking off my path. I kept looking at
So she was real aggressive.
Yeah, I kept looking at the eye of that goddamn pepper spray, man. And that, you know, that it was a humbling experience. You know, I felt very vulnerable. But... when I see her again, I'm going to tase her motherfucking ass. That's what I'm going to do. When
no questions or nothing. You just straight off the tase, off the dribble.
Be careful. It only takes one time with the spray anyway.
Man, had some goddamn glasses or something on him.
Man, I got sprayed once and thought I was immune. Until 2 seconds later, I was like, I can't see.
Oh, they got me before. But see, the thing is, see, I had on these shades, right? And all I had to do was just hold my breath and bear the burning, you know, and then she'd have got it. I'd have gave it to her ass. But, you know, she really put my ass in check. So, fellas, when you out there, man, don't use the word bitch reckless to strangers, man, because I swear to God, man, she had me threatened. Then I seen the sheriff.
You didn't
know.
Even think she heard you say that shit, though.
Nah, then she jumped up. You know how you say shit and your mama hear it? And
what did
yeah,
you say,
it was one
nigga?
Of them moments, man.
What did you say?
I seen the damn sheriff, man. I'm trying to flag the sheriff down. He looking at me like, you know.
See, they probably done had previous encounters with
he
this.
He told the bus driver he was just waiting for her to do something to me. He was going to take us both to jail because I was inciting.
So you was going
to
be the dummy to tell
her. Yeah, I was inciting her.
Right. We're going to wait till they spray the shit out of him with the pepper spray, then we're going to take her to jail.
It was a humbling experience, though, man, you know. So let's respect each other out there, man. If some crazy motherfucker tell you you can't sit down on the bench, go find somewhere else to sit, man, because it's not worth it.
Well, that's my motto, because, see, when I see somebody about to go crazy, when they even look like they about to do some weird shit, I stay the fuck away. I ain't trying to talk to their ass, trying to see what kind of help I could give them. If I see them talking about I can make a booger talk or something, hey, enjoy that conversation, because I'm going. Enjoy yourself with the conversation you're having with you and the booger, because I'm going. Nor do I want to see a booger say a goddamn thing to me. How was your weekend, Packet?
Oh, man, it was good. It was good. I'm just excited for football season to come, man.
What did you do? Did you work out? Because you said you was working out.
I'm doing my vegetarian thing, man.
Did you lose another gram or ounce? Or did you lose anything?
I haven't weighed myself. I will weigh myself.
Look like you got bigger. Look at him.
Hey.
Look, just because you're a little guy,
I'm trying to check your progress.
Look, my progress is coming along just fine.
The hat wasn't as tight as it was last week.
Oh, the hat's always tight.
Yeah.
Everything on me is big. Sorry.
Yeah, I need to lose some damn weight too myself, man.
We can come out here and come walk with me, man.
Please, somebody.
Where you walk at?
Help him.
Either Culver City Stairs or around the
park. Oh, you go out the house? You come out the house to work out?
Yeah.
I thought you just walk from the bedroom to the kitchen.
Okay.
They call it baby steps.
You got to understand, man, this is not all fat. This is muscle, too, Mar.
I believe you. There's some muscles in there somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of people try to hide their muscular mass with cholesterol and meat and shit. And you do a great job of hiding that shit. Cause
okay.
I can't see one muscle nowhere, but I see a lot of cholesterol.
I showed
cholesterol.
You right there.
I don't need to see it.
Nah, okay, I just wanted to let you see it.
Well, my weekend was cool. Me and my wife celebrated our 14th year wedding anniversary. That was pretty cool. We decided to do something that, you know, out of ordinary, like not another dinner or go out to a dance or a party.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah. I saw the picture.
Congratulations.
Yeah. You know,
man.
We too old.
I have a drink today.
We too old to go to clubs. Neither one of us want to be the old niggas in the club. You know what I'm saying? You know, sitting up there ordering drinks. They were like, what the hell kind of drink is that? Well, this drink came out in 1400s.
Brass Monkey.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Brass Monkey.
People still order that shit at the
it's
club.
The funky
Brass Monkey.
I can see Marv with a bottle of Cisco.
Oh, they don't sell that shit at the club.
If he'd have seen me last night, you would have actually seen me with a bottle of Cisco.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's that old silver satin with Kool-Aid.
I put my Kool-Aid in my shit anyway.
Gin and Super Socko.
Oh, yeah, man. I go Old English in Kool-Aid. Keep that package. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, we had a 14th year anniversary. We went and did the Sip and Paint. You ever heard of that, Sip and Paint?
Yeah.
Now, whoever came up with that combination is goddamn genius.
Sipping paint?
Yeah, you sit there and you drink, you sip on your liquor.
And you paint a picture.
And you paint a portrait. Now, the hardest thing about that is you want to make sure you don't put your paintbrush in your drink cup.
You did that?
Nah, the dude next to me did that shit. I've never seen somebody start off drinking Crown Royal and end up with a white mint mustache. For real.
You can paint more?
That day, I did a pretty good job.
Everybody can paint.
To the end.
Who are you with?
With my wife. You know,
okay.
We're supposed to be drawing palm trees. I did a couple of good palm trees, but the drink kicked in and looks like some gay ass spiders. But other than that.
Or a weed plant.
A dark weed plant, you know. But we did it and it was cool.
I think I saw that on a movie or something.
Sip and paint.
Sip and paint.
And it's cheap. You know, if it's damn near free, it's for me.
Hmm.
Hell yeah. That was good shit. Yes. So that's what we did. Now, what we're going to do this show, we're going to get into some serious topics this show. We're going to be talking about the North Korean leader who really wants to fight with the United States. He really wants to go to war with us. He thinks he really has a chance. We want to talk about DACA, which is the DACA for people that don't know how to just say stuff without making a word out of it. Trump
it's an acronym.
Trump wants to repeal that. That's bad news for certain immigrants that's been here for about 10 years and people that was immigrants that just was born like a couple of minutes ago thinking they had it rocking and rolling in the United States. Your ass might have to
no more
pull your diaper up and get the fuck out of here. And then we want to do a little update to see what's going on with Hurricane Irma. And, you know, once again, our hearts and prayers go out to the victims in Texas. You know what I'm saying?
Most definitely.
Most fucking definitely.
Yeah, all my people in Houston, man, stay strong.
Mm-hmm.
Not every place flooded, though. You know, that damn preacher, he was kind of salty about letting people in his church house.
Yeah, we talked about him, his ass, last week. You know, and then, you know, I had people come into the shop, and they was talking about, well, you know, he had to get the permits. Fuck the permits. The alligators didn't give a fuck if somebody had a permit. They
or the bull sharks.
Right. You know, they trying to get up out the water. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that permit. Open your doors up and let a motherfucker in if your shit is dry. You know what I'm saying?
They had a nice story, man. It was a guy, he on a big like furniture or mattress store there, and he
I saw that
opened up his whole showroom, like all his brand new mattresses. Mm-hmm. He just told people to come in there and make themselves at home and sleep on the mattresses and whatnot. Man, I thought that was a nice gesture.
It wasn't Floyd, like a, it wasn't a sit and sleep, right?
It was a place like that.
Uh-huh.
But it was a kind of.
You talking about the new mattresses that kind of sit up?
Yeah.
You talking about the sleep number?
Okay, sleep number.
Yeah.
Because you know you don't want that little motherfucker to come out. You're killing me, Larry. Why you let these motherfuckers? You're killing me, Larry.
No, it was a spot, something like that. He just opened up his showroom and just for the comfort of the people, man. So that was cool. Floyd Mayweather gave out money.
You know, I would have went straight. I went straight to the bunk beds. You know.
What's his name? Little short man. Kevin Hart.
Did you guys hear the story of like the lady on Facebook? She was saying that the Red Cross wasn't feeding the people. They're feeding the responders and not the people.
Yeah.
I didn't hear about that. But you know, every system you have, you're going to have some loose cannons. Some ain't going to go right. Because, Red Cross, they might hire some retarded motherfuckers.
Yeah, T.I. said he ain't giving his money to the Red Cross. He going to donate some money, but he don't want the Red Cross to be
I think the Red Cross did what they supposed to do, man. The responders are the one out there putting their life on the line and dispersing a lot of energy to save the people, man. So they need their energy and their carbs and nutrients, first of all. The thing is, it just wasn't enough to go around. But
yeah, you don't want no weak motherfucker trying to pull you out of out of some shit and his ass.
Yeah, you gotta feed the people that's getting the people to safety, man. So
yeah, you don't want two weak motherfuckers out there.
I'm with that. I'm with that. I understand that too.
They showed an alligator in somebody's living room. I seen sharks swimming up and down the damn street.
Yeah, that would have been all I needed, because as soon as I see that shit, I become like an X-Man or a superhero. He'd be like, damn, Marv know how to climb trees fast than a motherfucker? You goddamn right.
Nightcrawler.
Because one thing about black people is we do start having superhuman strength when our ass is on the line. Am I right?
Yeah, especially from alligators and sharks.
Shit, watch how fast niggas move when it's an earthquake and everybody sleep in the house. Oh, everybody get up. Everybody call their mama. You ever know what they call them? Did you feel that? Oh, yeah, that's when that shit done shook your
mama. You done jumped out the goddamn window right before your house fell.
Hell yeah, because you out of there. See, black people, we have an instinct. It's in our nature to, when it's some harm somewhere, we go the opposite way first. We'll think about that shit later. You know how black people say, especially if the one person wasn't there and you told them the story, oh, I wish I would have been there.
I think
there.
We got a call.
No, you don't. We got a call? Okay, let's see what the caller is saying real quick.
What's caller, up, man? John from Arkansas, man.
Oh, from Arkansas? How you been, man?
Good, man. I see y'all got Ruben Studd in the building today, huh?
He talking about your big ass.
Ruben Studd. Ruben Studd, I like that.
Somebody that's funny.
That's a good one.
he hit you with that one all the way from Arkansas.
This must be your cousin or something.
I don't know.
Ruben Studd.
we going to call it Ruben Studd's Sports Corner at the show.
I got a question for the NL Googler, man.
Okay, hit him with it.
Hey, man. Who won the beef out of LL Cool J and Kool Moe Dee?
Kool Moe
Dee.
Who
do you think won that beef?
Kool Moe Dee won.
I got another one for you.
Oh, shit. Look, you got to get some good ones that's going to stump him.
Hey, I got another one for you.
All right, hit him
with it. Prince or Rick James, man.
Rick James.
Oh, there we go, babe. I try to tell these people, man.
Prince used to open up the show for Rick James. It wasn't the other way around. Rick James was already a major rock star. A lot of Prince stage antics, he really much bit Rick James' style, Out of his book, he said that Prince, he got there late, heard the crowd hollering, seen Prince stealing some of his stage antics. So after he did his number or whatever, Rick James snatched Imai's long-ass hair and poured some cognac down his throat and said, if you want to be me, I drink cognac.
And Rick James bought Motown back when they was down, man.
Oh, hell
well,
yeah.
He was a writer for Motown. He ended up suing him and won a case for about $40 million, So Rick James was a real unsung legend, man.
Y'all have a good day, brother.
All right, brother. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for those questions, and maybe next time you'll get lucky with stumping the ghetto Googler.
Because you didn't do it this time again, buddy. Thanks for trying.
All right. Ruben Studdard. God damn.
LL Cool J. What?
Ruben fucking Studdard.
Hey, that was a good one.
He went back for that one, didn't he? Ruben fucking Studdard.
What was that song he had?
Did he have a hit?
Yeah.
I don't remember not one song that motherfucker.
I Deserve.
Who? That was Ruben?
Was that him?
I don't know. Did Ruben Studdard ever hit?
Yeah, he got
I'm not talking about that.
Last time I seen him, he was in Eminem Soul Food ordering some short ribs.
You for real?
For real.
After he left Roscoe's.
Yeah, they took his picture and everything.
Wow.
Asked him to sing, and he didn't want to sing shit because he had cornbread crumbs and shit all in his mouth. Yeah, so let's get back to this. So those are things we're going to be talking about on the show. So if you guys can and you want to chime in, call us at 323-293-3375. That's 293-3375. Area code is 323. And we're getting ready to go to commercial right now on the Mad Marv Comedy Lounge, and we'll be right back with some more shit to talk about. Back, that was the sounds of Cardi B.
She's horrible, man.
Yeah, I'm glad she got her teeth fixed, though. You know what I'm saying?
And her booty.
Yeah.
She said her booty's real. She said it was her titty that she fixed.
Well, shit. It's real expensive now. She got her some money.
Well, what you think how Blac Chyna looked?
Well, I saw her on the internet where they took her Bentley from her.
Do you think she looked good?
No.
I think Blac Chyna looked like she missed being a Down syndrome baby by a half a fucking chromosome. She barely made it. She looked like a fucking Down syndrome baby.
She looked like an ugly Cabbage Patch Kid to me.
Down syndrome.
But I've seen women like her and her caliber at some of the cheapest strip clubs in Los Angeles over a period of years. Like Charlie's. You ever heard of Charlie's?
They look better than her.
Somebody I know took me there for my first time.
Oh, yeah. He must have been a great guy.
Yeah.
See, Charlie's is the rest haven for strippers. That's where you go when you finish.
When you're on your way out. Tour.
That's your last.
When your stripper career has hit its all-time low.
Bottom.
You end up at Charlie's.
Yes, you do. They
bullet wounds and stretch marks.
They got retired G-strings on the wall.
All around the wall.
You might go in there and see it say Peaches, 75 through 83, right on the wall up in there. You know what I'm saying? Blac Chyna looked like she might have been in there a couple of times on late night we've been up there.
Nah, she been at King Henry's.
Wow.
That's a step above Charlie's.
No, it's not.
See, any strip club that serve Old English is the last of the
back. They just started charging fare to get into King Henry's a couple of years ago. They used to just be
just free. Let you in, huh?
And just because they, you know, put a couple of clean curtains up and shit like that and got new bar stools, they started charging people. But before then, man, it was freestyle.
Well, you might be right because they do have a cover charge at Charlie's, but the only problem is the lady in the front that takes the money to get in might also be the bartender and the stripper when you get in there.
Yeah. And she got a prosthetic leg, too.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? She'll be looking at you, and you kind of, in your mind, you're like, damn, I got to pay this motherfucker three times. You know, I don't seem right. You feel me?
I'll be honest. I almost went there three times and never made it in.
What you mean, almost?
Because it looked like a gang meeting in the parking lot every time I
roll off. So you just get there and then you
roll past? You got to really think about the artistry of a one-legged fucking pole dancer, man. Really think about that.
She working hard.
Yeah, it just don't do it for me.
I don't start tipping until she take that leg off. You know what I'm saying? Because I like to see a show. You know, if you gonna be up there and you got that fake leg, do something with that motherfucker.
And I've been to a strip club with him. I seen this man mess with a little midget on the pool table.
Well, she was working. You know what I'm saying? I figured she was a midget. You know what I'm saying? I get a little change.
But the little midget actually was kind of cool. She looked better than Cardi B.
Well, most definitely.
And Blac Chyna.
Like, and it's like I told people, you know, I don't have nothing against midgets, but it just, when it comes down to intimacy.
Little people, Marv, that's offensive.
Okay, little people. Well, they got little people with them hot link ass hands, and that just, like, got a handful of hot
links. Then you got dwarfs, too, though. They don't just have midgets, they have dwarfs.
What qualifies you as a dwarf?
See, a dwarf is like you built anatomically like a regular person. You just. Miniature size. Now, fucking midget got big foreheads.
So they got regular heads?
Yeah, all midgets got asses, though. Can you agree with me?
Yeah, because it's...
Cause, they got them short-ass legs, they bow-leggers, they got a big-ass forehead. And they got, you know, fucked-up hands. And
hot-link fingers.
Stubby extremities. But a dwarf looks just like, you know, he's anatomic. They're anatomically made like a normal human being. They're just short, smaller in stature.
Like jockeys?
Say anatomically again.
Anatomically.
Like jockeys?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's smaller than that.
Well, let's get into some other little business. North Korea, the leader over there, it says that this guy is ready to launch some shit and annihilate the coastline of the United States. How do you guys feel about that?
Well, me, myself, man, I personally think, you know, his name sounds like some fucked up Asian food restaurant. Number one. Number two, you know, he got a fucked up haircut.
Yeah. And I think he killed all his barbers. Like, he get one cut and then he kill him. Because they can't get that line out the fade.
Well, he killed his half-brother and his uncle, too. But see, this is my point right here. You know, if the World Council and all these other people go sit here and let this little chow mein eat motherfucker threaten the world, the free world which we love to live in, you know, then something got to happen, man. Like they say, you know, we're trying everything diplomatic, but after these last talks, it's enough of that, man. You know, we're going to go in there and level that motherfucker off, and I think we should, man.
Now, that's interesting about it, because I was looking at the things, because, you know, America, we don't really fuck with motherfuckers unless they got something in their country that we really want.
And I've never been for war like that, people. But as far as North Korea, I mean, if I lived in New York, I probably wouldn't care. But fuck New York. I'm from Cali. And because what they doing is going to threaten our pristine coastline of this California fuck out em. Here. Fuck them.
Yeah. So that's the thing. So I'm looking, because we don't fuck with people unless they got something that we want. So I'm looking at Koreans' natural resources and everything. And basically all they got is like minerals, gold, and you know, they got some precious metals and shit like that. But other than that, they ain't really got shit that we want to fuck
with. They
ain't
got shit. Yeah. They ain't even got food to feed their people.
They damn sure ain't got no barbers in that motherfucker. That's for goddamn sure.
They got the internet with only four stations, and only rich people and military people get that. They eat every other 2 days, you know.
But they got some cold choreographers over there. You seen how when they do some shit together, that shit is on point?
Yeah.
That shit is on point. They really made the Thriller video look like it wasn't shit. All the work that went into that motherfucker.
Well, they keep on fucking around, boy. That shit gonna be desolate.
I don't think they can do what they proclaiming they could do. That's why nobody's really tripping off of them.
You don't think they have the military power to back up the shit they talking?
Our Texas military is stronger than North Korea's, man. Mm-hmm. Texas by themselves.
And why do you say that?
You know how big North Korea is?
Not particularly.
We got a phone call.
Oh, we got a phone call? Let's take that caller and see what this caller has to say. Welcome to the lounge. Caller, what's your name?
Hello, this is Kim Jong-il calling South Carolina. I don't have lots of time. I'm making bomb. But listen, Farouk, fuck you, and Ruben Stutter, go fuck yourself. And Mad Mob, I'm going to drop a BMP over your little barber shop.
That's cool.
I'm coming down and I'm going to sick
Dennis Rodman on your ass,
up.
Though.
You
I'm
don't a, know about me, Kim Jong-il.
I'm going to sick the worm on you, sir.
Did we just do the GPS on this call? It's coming from the swap meet.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah, we're going to get rid of all you motherfuckers, and we close it down. The liquor stores where you work at. We don't want none of your products. Get the fuck out of this pitiful country that we live in.
The caller.
Send my special secret agent, Dennis Rodman, to butt-fuck you, Farouk.
No, I'm not that kind
and
of guy.
Ruben Stutter, I'll make Ruben Stutter watch.
I'm not that kind of guy, you know. So you can take it in your ass just like Donald Trump is going to give it to you.
Let me ask you something. Okay, caller. What makes you so angry about America?
How do you catch that?
I catch your anger. I can tell it in your voice.
How do you catch it? How do you catch a Farouk?
How did you catch a dick in your mouth?
Farouk, who named you?
No. Back to the serious issue. What makes you, as a Korean person, so angry at America?
Because, number one, you motherfuckers always talk about my haircut. You're called chubby. And make fun of my.
You stutter too, you stupid motherfucker. Get your shit together.
Farouk you.
Yeah.
Farouk yourself.
And rename yourself, goddammit. Y'all need to quit throwing down silverware naming your goddamn kids, man. Think more sensible and shit, man.
When Ping Chong, fuck him, fuck you, fuck your fist, fuck your neck, fuck your elbows and toes.
All right. Thank you for calling. Just don't send the missile to the station.
It's comedian David Edwards. What's up?
What's going on, Dave? You had me nervous.
What up, Farouk?
Dave, what's up, man?
We got David Edwards from...
That shit was pretty funny, man.
We got David Edwards from Real World and House Party 3. I'm glad it's you and not the real Korean motherfucker.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because you had these kids.
But you get a kick out of that.
Right. You're going to be coming live on the station next Tuesday, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna come down to kick it with y'all.
Okay, cool. Don't bring your friend.
I'm gonna put your tires on flat when you get here too for the room of bars.
Hey, hold on, Dave. What did you say?
I said I love y'all commercials.
Oh yeah, we in dire need of commercials right now. So if you know anybody that wants to sponsor a radio show, bring them with you when you come in Tuesday.
All right, for sure.
All right, thanks for calling.
Don't bring
in,
that Korean motherfucker up here, though.
I'm bringing Kim Jong Il with me too, and he's gonna send Dennis Rodman over there. Keep fucking around.
We're gonna put an apple in his mouth and roast his ass.
All right, thanks for calling in, Dave. We're gonna see you next Tuesday on the Mad Marv Comedy Lounge.
Yes, sir. All right, Farouk.
All right.
Okay, your tire's going to be flat.
Hey, look, he had me scared because Farouk was real aggressive. I was like, this motherfucker done called in about to blow us up. For real.
He knew where we was at, huh?
Oh, yeah. Now back to this Korean issue. So I'm looking at these things. So I said, well, what is this guy really trying to gain by fucking with the United States, you know? And I did some research, and it's just basically it's fear because he don't want what happened to Libya and Iraq to happen to him.
Exactly.
So I would like to really get his number and just tell him, hey, nigga, you ain't got no oil, nigga. You ain't got to never worry about that shit. All we want is fucking oil.
I think it's a smokescreen. Anytime they bring North Korea up, mm-hmm. Look at that. Look what else is going on at that time. Because mm-hmm. North Korea cannot do anything to us.
Well, you think that North Korea, the situation is just being talked about to get us away from looking at the other issues that affect Americans in our own country?
Yeah, the more important issues. Because
what's more important than trying to keep from getting blown the fuck up?
North Korea does not have nuclear weapons. They're mad because we're stopping them from getting them.
No, they have a hydrogen bomb, and plus their biggest threat is not towards the mainland, but towards our posts like Japan.
Guam.
They throwing missiles there anyway in Guam, which is a large military presence there, and also South Korea. So they can't threaten us per se,
exactly.
But they threaten American interests in that region. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Which if they was to bomb those Pacific places, that would kind of like off balance the power broker that we have in that part of the region right there. So.
Now he did say Pacific places. That's because it's in the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's not saying specific.
Yeah. So let me specify then. Let me use that word.
Yeah.
To specify, we're talking about Japan, Guam, uh-huh. and South Korea. Right. Those are American interests in that place. Right. And he's right. It is in the Pacific.
Right. No, so now Atlantically speaking, we want to address that issue because, see, you know, basically North Korea just don't want to get jacked like Libya and Iraq. So I know a lot of personal Koreans myself. I have some personal friends down at the swap meet in the liquor store. You know what I'm saying? Serious business. We real tight and everything. And I asked them how they felt about it. So they want to say he's crazy and everything. And I said, so you really think he's crazy? I thought I was going to have a real conversation with him. And he said, yeah, I really think he's crazy. And they give me $9 for this goddamn Grey Goose and get the fuck out of here. They didn't want to talk about it no more. And then I kind of felt some kind of way because then I was like, well, maybe they need to blow the shit up. You know what I'm saying? Because maybe we can get our liquor stores back.
Marvin,
they gotta go, man.
They're still here. If they blow something up, they're not gonna go anywhere.
Oh, well, fuck it then. Now, the second order of business we have is the DACA, also known as DACA. Yeah, now what that is a thing that Obama implemented, you know, so if you're born here or you've been here as a little immigrant kid for 10 years or so, get your documentation, you go ahead and stay and work and get some of this American dream we got cracking. But Mr. Trump over here wants to get rid of all that shit. He don't give a fuck if you've been over here 10 years or just got born yesterday. You got to go. He gonna throw your ass over the wall or get the fuck out. And a lot of people are up in arms about that because that would eliminate about 800,000 immigrant workers. And I'm saying like this, who gives a fuck? I mean, that's more bread for the United States because I hate to see a motherfucker that was born here, live here, didn't have to worry about no immigration shit, out here begging for shit and trying to wash my goddamn car.
Especially begging me.
Because he can't get no goddamn job because it's immigrants working at the soul food place.
Especially if they are committing crimes, man. If you're a foreigner and you here, you know, you just want to commit crimes, you know. Lead that up to me, you know. Let me commit a goddamn crime, okay? Yeah. Now, I retired from that life, but what gives you the damn privilege to come over here and abuse this great system that we have over here? See, if you do that, then you got to go. Now, I say great system because I understand how it goes. Now, a lot of you know, just real narrow-minded ass people, just take some time, man, and read the Constitution, man, and exercise your rights, man, because this is a great land. Even though we racist as fuck, we got the right to be that way over here.
Right.
Okay? You can't go nowhere else and be a racist and talk bad about your president.
And then go back home.
Thank you. You go somewhere else and you say something bad about the president, they'll have your head in 2 days.
Right. No matter who you are, what kind of status you got. So, you know, this is a beautiful country. But at the same time, I hear what you're saying. Now, if they want to send people back, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if they're productive and they're making some money and they're boosting the economy, cool. But if you just on the corner with the corn, you know what I mean? If you just got your corn, you the corn man, and you ain't got no documentation.
Corn man make a lot of money.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here. You ain't got no documentation.
You ain't paying no taxes.
You ever got a receipt when you bought some corn?
No.
So if you're selling corn, you better have that goddamn pico de gallo chili and that goddamn lime. If it ain't right, get your ass out of here.
Oh, and them fucking cucumbers. I love them goddamn.
Yeah, and them damn street dogs, too. Get that shit out of here.
What the fuck are you
Every
talking?
Fucking sporting event and anything going on over here, you got street dogs and jalapeno.
You talking about with the bacon wrap dogs?
Yeah, man, get the fuck out of here with that shit, man.
Them motherfuckers delicious, Farouk. You want the ones with turkey bacon on it, though.
No, I don't want none of them. Okay? They don't never wash their goddamn grill, for one. Okay? People get all kinds of...
That's where all the flavor come from.
Yeah, that's where all the diarrhea and sickness come from, too.
It go further than that, Farouk. I always told Marv. Marv like eating that stuff. Marv got a steel stomach, like I told you.
If it's delicious, I'm fucking with
you. They did a study on that on the news. Most of those side guys, they buy old bread, old stuff that's spoiled or has been spoiling, and that's the stuff you like to eat.
But I ain't never got sick from it.
Yeah, you're the only one that ain't got sick from it.
And you know, when it mold, the bread mold, that's penicillin. So it's an antibiotic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Only you.
I like my antibodies bacon wrapped. You know what I'm saying? Fuck going to the pharmacy and shit. I can just go right there on the corner and get my penicillin.
Yeah, that stuff is nasty. Man.
Yeah, yeah.
Nasty. And I don't really eat pork either, but my thing is, if you got brothers and sisters out there selling chitlins on a stick and shit like that, then you're going to have a problem with that. You know, I'm just saying.
Bro, do you know how hard it is to get chitlins on a stick?
Yeah, you got to stab them like you do, like the little shrimp with the little shish kebab. Mm-hmm. You got to put the motherfuckers on there like sewing.
Why is this pink?
You know, you got to sew, like, you got to weave the motherfuckers on there. Yeah, you know.
Chitlins on a motherfucker.
You can have teriyaki chitlin sticks, barbecue. We have several flavors. Now, I don't personally fuck with it, but what I'm saying is, I mean, you know, you have roasted pig feet. All the shit we like to eat, we can be on the corner selling it. You know, we can have blunts and adult
barbecue
Capri Suns with old English
barbecue
and your favorite malt beverage.
Yeah, barbecue.
You know, and that's what's up, man. But all I'm saying is this, man. If you hear and you mean well, make the best of it. But you motherfuckers are trying to, first of all, put us down because you always come to our community.
Right.
Man, get your ass up out of our community with that bullshit, man. You overcharging people for shit.
How much should one pay for some corn?
I don't know, but they don't have no damn taxes, so I don't know where they get it from. You know, like the swap meet. All you Asian motherfuckers, you claim that you giving us a deal like we ain't smart enough to figure it out. Like, you don't charge no tax. Cool. But you charge 99 cent on every goddamn thing. Everything has a 99 cent in on it. Then you get mad when a nigga sit there and wait for his motherfucking penny. Give me my goddamn penny back.
But you see, now you being unruly in the place of business, see? See, it's always a catch 22. You know what I'm saying? If your cheap ass gonna go down there and want to pay 99 cent for some shit you know costs a little more with no headache, then those are the things you have to endure when you're going to be a cheap ass.
I'll burn your fucking sweatshop down. I know where they at. You motherfuckers ain't fooling me. That shit ain't made overseas. Y'all motherfuckers right downtown L.A. in them abandoned-ass buildings.
That's where the sweatshops are?
Yeah, you on sweatshops. Y'all making fake-ass Honda Accords and everything. But I'm watching y'all.
You say Honda Accord?
Honda Accord. Yeah,
counterfeit. They counterfeiting cars and everything.
Hell yeah.
Damn.
Baby stroller.
You see them Hondas that got the H and it look a little different. You think it's a Hyundai, but it ain't.
That's what it is.
Yeah, that's a counterfeit Honda.
Oh. Now, I do give them goddamn Koreans credit for one thing, okay? They have happened to make a hypoallergenic weave.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
He said weave?
Yeah, weave. Here.
How do you know about that?
Because I work in the hair salon.
Oh, okay. My like, damn. Yeah. Hypoallergenic.
Yeah, so you ain't allergic to this shit. It's synthetic.
So they won't get all them bumps and shit all on their face?
Yeah, you don't sneeze and get the itching and shit. Mm. So I give them credit for that. But otherwise than that, man, look, man, I don't like your food. Them Korean barbecue spots with them little small-ass portions of meat and them fucked up stove. Man, look, man. Look.
He don't like going where they making you. Man, you got to pay and then you got to cook your own shit. That's what he don't like about it.
Y'all gonna have to be a part of this shit called America, or go the fuck back up over there, man.
See, Farouk could go off of him like, and I just paid you. I got to cook my own shit too. Yeah. Fuck this shit.
Yeah, they don't even have regular fertilizer. They use their own feces for fertilizer.
Ooh,
goddamn. In North Korea, so. Fuck you and the dictator over there. I don't like him, okay? He looks funny. He smells funny. I don't like the shit that he says.
So let's put this in a proper perspective, okay? So we got these issues going on right now. We got the hurricane going on. We got our very way of life on the beautiful West Coast being threatened by this cat, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what are we going to really do as citizens? Are we going to sit around and talk this shit about it, or are we going to be proactive in any kind of way?
This is America. We're going to talk about it, and then we're going to forget about it tomorrow. And then we're going to talk about it when they bring it back up on the news, and then we're going to forget about it tomorrow.
So if it ain't got nothing to do with love and hip-hop, we really don't give a fuck.
That's America.
Long as you don't throw no goddamn bombs over here to fuck up with the weed dispensaries, you know. I'm cool with that, you know. You can fuck up Chinatown if you want, but don't fuck up my neighborhood, you know. That's all I'm saying, man.
You say, long as the weed dispensaries is safe. Now that's not really what I found out. They putting these weed dispensaries any place, you know what I'm saying? Without even
everywhere.
Look, it don't even matter. Like, you go to a barbershop, it's connected to a weed dispensary. Now the kid got to walk down the hall and smell. What's that, daddy? Is it Christmas? Nigga, it's June, nigga. That's that good. You know what I'm saying? And so it kind of, and then the element that it attracts, you know, some people, they'll find a good weed store and just move into the parking lot.
Damn.
Yeah, they'll be like, fuck it, why should I go home? I'm going to be right back here when this blunt is over with. And I seen a motherfucker with a tent. That's a two-bedroom tent outside. You seen that shit?
Yeah, I seen it.
Yeah, I went into the motherfucker's tent. He had a kiddie pool, and I said, what the fuck? He said, that's my jacuzzi and shit. I didn't even want to ask him how he get the bubbles and shit. For real. Didn't want to even ask him.
Pop one of the bubbles, you'll find out.
It damn sure wasn't no Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah. So the thing is we got to, I think as a community, we got to take advance and learn how to police our own community, because if not, by the time you get all fucked up and then you want to sit there and ask for some help or something, ain't nobody going in there to help that shit. What is it to help? The shit's all fucked up. Would you agree?
I agree.
So what have you done to make your neighborhood better?
Make my neighborhood better?
Yeah.
I always give them my time to the kids' home.
Where it count.
Yeah, it ain't no YMCA around your house, is it?
There's one on Santa Rosalia, Mar. Well, not Santa Rosalia. That's
That's not near you.
That is near me.
Nah. No, it ain't.
It's 10 minutes away, Mar.
For you live in your community, it ain't shit but the liquor store to help out.
No, that's a liquor store on everybody's corner, so everybody got that argument.
You got right seven there. Liquor stores around your house. I went to the liquor store and thought it was your house one time. I went in there and asked for your ass, nigga. You wasn't there, so I went on and got some Remy.
I bet you got a bottle of Grey Goose in your pocket.
Not right now, I don't. Okay. You know, I polished that off and shit. But, you know, Long Beach is, I went there, and you guys do a lot of stuff for the community, like, but you might not agree with it, but it's effective, like making people register their bicycles. What's up with that shit?
Well, I mean, you know, you get your bike stolen by some crystal methane addict, it's sure to pop up. You know,
crystal methane.
I mean, that's who steal the bikes. When look, people, take the blindfolds off of your eyes. Wherever you see a group of people with a whole bunch of goddamn bikes, parts, and crayon spray paint, they meth addicts.
Mitch Mac ass wheels.
They steal bikes and they swap all the parts apart so nobody can identify that. So that's how you find it with the serial number. Now, they don't play that shit in Long Beach. You can't have dogs off the leash. You can only have three dogs, you know.
Is there anywhere to park in Long Beach?
Oh, yeah, on my side of town.
I was looking for parking in Long Beach and end up in Irvine.
Yeah, that's downtown, you know. So, I mean, if you live downtown, you got to get your ass home at 4 o'clock, you know, or walk, catch the bus, ride your bike, and commute, you know. Leave your shit parked there so you know you always got a parking spot.
All right, now, those are your words of wisdom. Now, the last thing we want to get into, we want to talk about Hurricane Irma, how they say it's building up magnitude and more power.
It's a 5 right now.
Yeah, it's Category 5. You know, it goes up to what, 6 or 5?
8.
No, I think it goes up to like 5 or 6. If you get a Hurricane 8, get the fuck out of there. You're going to end up in Oz somewhere. You know what I'm saying? So it's a pathway that's going to do all the Caribbean, like Puerto Rico and Dominican Republic and such, you know what I'm saying? So it's
I don't know how people do that.
It's about 180 miles an hour winds right now.
Every time hurricane season come around, it seemed like I would get ready just to move out, to go away, sleep anywhere but there.
They kind of be acting like they forgot what happened the same time last year.
Exactly.
Because somebody told me, look, the hurricanes come the same day, August, 28th, 29th, something like that?
Yeah.
And that would be the perfect time for you to take your vacation.
It was funny, though, because they were putting it on Facebook like it was some type of government conspiracy.
Well, with HAARP?
Yeah.
They said the government made it do that?
Yeah, yeah. Now, I believe in HAARP. I believe they can make stuff happen. Mm-hmm. But even if they were making stuff happen on the same time every year, wouldn't it be smart to, at that time, not to be there?
Not to be around next to it.
Yeah, so, and then I try to explain to people, it's called hurricane season.
Right, for a reason.
Season. That means every time about that time, it's going down.
Yeah, that's when you should expect it.
Yeah, that's when you should leave.
Right.
And it's not ironic that all the hurricanes are forming off of the west coast of Africa. And they normally, you know, tear up basically the slave routes. Wherever they dropped off slaves at in America is where the hurricanes tear up.
I heard about that. I heard that before.
Yeah. I mean, check it out.
Where you learn about that at Fat Burger?
No. Okay. We got to turn
because you can learn. Because you can learn things from anywhere.
I think I heard it on Eddie Griffin was talking about it before.
Oh, okay. Damn sure went at the gym, I tell you that. No, I'm just fucking with you. Yeah, I'm a little fella. I can breathe and all that shit.
Yeah.
We about to go to commercial right now. We'll be right back with the Sports Corner, Packet Sports Corner. Let's see what's going on in the NFL and the fantasy football.
Football.
Yes. Be right back. All right. And we're back and we're here. The last portion of the show, we always like to get these sports going down. Now, with Packet Sports Corner, we got a
Carolina.
We got some bullshit. You know, as everybody knows, he's a devout Panther fucking, what are you, enthusiast or fan?
Carolina Panther fan.
Oh, I was going to use
keep
the word
pounding.
Psychotic, but
North Carolina.
Yeah. So what we're going to do, we're going to get into his feelings and his views and his predictions and what he thinks about what's going on in the NFL as well as fantasy football. You know, if it's a lot of you fantasy football enthusiasts out there, you might want to pay close attention, because one thing I do know about Packet is he does put together a hell of a fantasy football team every year.
I'm drafting right now as we speak.
So what's going on, Packet?
Oh, man. It's lovely. Our football season starts Thursday, and
officially?
I hope you guys are ready. Yes, officially, our Hall of Fame game. We got that New England Kansas City going down.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, to all you people that picked up Ezekiel Elliott in the first round, you guys will have him the first round, first game of the season.
This is fantasy football you're talking about.
Yes, but in real football too. Remember he had that 6-game suspension?
Right.
Yeah.
They let him play the first game of the season, and then he suspended. It is upheld. He will be out the next 6 games of the season.
Okay.
So, yeah, goodbye to Ezekiel. Sorry for all you guys that drafted him in the first and second round like idiots. But hey, hey, don't get me wrong. Dallas plays six games without Ezekiel, so I give them two games. I give them two games they'll win without him.
Out of that six, that first six.
Yes, yes. And they play the Giants the first game of the season. Let's all do this thing I want to do where we'll pick seven games and we'll all pick who's supposed to win that game and let's see who's right and who's wrong.
That's cool with me.
Okay, let's do the first game.
That's cool with me.
New England, Kansas City. Who do you guys pick?
New England.
I'm going to go New England as well.
All right, it's unanimous. All three of us pick New England. How about Jets and Buffalo?
I'm going to go Buffalo.
I'm going to go with Buffalo.
All right. Okay, it's unanimous again. Let's go Eagles, Skins, Redskins.
I'm going to go Eagles.
Okay, I'm going Redskins. Okay, you guys take Eagles. I'm taking Redskins.
Now, why are you taking the Redskins?
Because I picked the Redskins to do damage this season.
He don't want another unanimous vote.
No. The Eagles is pretty much hurting you guys. I don't even know why you guys picked the Eagles. But the Eagles look good on paper. But that's a brand new team.
And the Redskins look like shit on the field.
On the field and paper.
Well, you guys heard it here. They both went with the Eagles. I went with the Redskins. And that's football. We're going to see that Sunday.
Okay, what's next?
Let's go with the Bucks and the Dolphins.
I'm going to go with the Dolphins. That's a toss-up. But the Dolphins played real good last season. Okay. So I'm going to go with the Dolphins.
Okay, and I'm taking the Bucks. I say the Bucks bust the Dolphins up.
Buck you.
Okay. All right. Now I'm marking this down as we go. We're unanimous on those. And let's go with the New York and the Cowboy game.
I'm going to go New York.
You going with New York?
I'm going with New York.
Take the Cowboys.
I'm taking New York, too.
Because, you know, they crippled right now, and we're going to see.
Well, they got Ezekiel, so they're not really crippled for the first game of the season. Mm-hmm. To be honest, Odell's he's hurt still, but he's saying he might be a go. That's going to be a game-time decision. But Brandon Marshall said he's ready to go.
I think Odell's going to be good because I just sent him through Amazon a romper. A male romper.
He probably will wear it too.
Yeah, he's gonna wear it.
He'll probably wear it. All right.
If he done Russell Westbrook, damn sure will.
Let's do Chargers, Bucket, Broncos.
Well, you know what he gonna do.
Chargers all the way, baby.
What are you taking?
I'm gonna go Broncos.
I'm taking the Chargers. Phillip Rivers, I gotta stay with him. And the
you trying to get along with Farouk now? You
no, but the Broncos have no quarterback, Marv. Mm-hmm.
And they defense is shit.
Well, I'm never going to pick Chargers over anybody. That's just me.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm coming from
it sounds personal.
I'm coming
like
from an emotional. Head, man. I'm picking from an emotional standpoint.
I get you. Well, that's the seven games. We're unanimous on three, and the rest is there for us to
I think go Oakland going to win their first game, too.
Who?
Oakland.
Yeah, Oakland. Yeah, I give Oakland the first game. Mm-hmm. I say Oakland takes that division, though. If you remember, if you go back to one of our later shows, I already put out my picks there for every game. Oakland would do it in that division. But at the end, Super Bowl, uh-huh. I'm picking Pittsburgh and Carolina. Remember that. Pittsburgh and Carolina.
He had us going for a minute. We almost thought he knew what he was talking about.
Look. Oh, and
Pittsburgh and Carolina in the Super Bowl?
Yes, sir.
What about the Falcons of Dallas, man, or New York?
What about them?
They in the NFC.
Yes, I'm doing my pick. So what you guys pick for the Super Bowl?
Green Bay.
Green Bay and who?
All the way.
And who?
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, you're speaking from the heart right there. It's okay.
I told you I'm on emotional.
It's okay.
Look, I'm so emotional attached to certain shit. Like, y'all watch Power, right?
No, I don't watch Power.
You don't watch it?
I'm a Walking Dead type of person.
What?
Yes.
Dead motherfuckers can't do shit for you?
Man, that show is the type, though.
That's like Powerless. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I got to bring up, they made a big rule change in the NFL. Overtime will be 10 minutes, not 15 minutes.
That's better.
They said that 15 minutes people get hurt. 10 minutes they won't get hurt.
Well, you get paid to get hurt, motherfucker.
Yeah, but it just seems stupid to me.
The average overtime game is over within 6 minutes, though. So.
Yeah, I say they should go back to sudden death or do like they used to do. Just at the end of the game, if it's a tie, it's a tie.
Nah, fuck that tie shit.
Yeah, but they nitpicking over 5 minutes, 5-10 minutes.
Well, I mean, like it's like
Seattle
it's
and
like,
the Cardinals
like said,
had a tie game last year.
It's like Farouk said.
Yeah, but after the 15 minutes,
they don't usually go no more than 6 minutes any damn way. So to cut to 10 is cool.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll see how that all works out. It's
and most of the niggas that get hurt, they faking injuries for Affleck anyway.
Well, you know, Odell's talking about insuring himself for $100 million after that that ankle sprain.
That's a smart move.
You can see the twist coming.
Yeah, especially well, the twist.
Yeah, somebody pay him some money over here to sit them games out. He got a good reason.
Yeah, because niggas really ain't trying to have no concussions. Once they heard about the concussion, they was like, oh shit, how can I twist my way out of this one?
Players still say to this day, knock my head off. Don't go for my knees. Players would rather have a concussion than to get their whole career taken from them.
I mean, yeah, you could play.
Yeah, that'd be them players that ain't got no hell of a money contract. Them players that got their money contract, man, they like prima donnas, man. You know,
they ain't
you break
to get
that goddamn
all.
Fingernail, man, they want to be out for two or three games.
they getting paid already.
They gonna bend the knee and all that shit. They gonna take a knee.
Especially old soft ass kick. All you got to do is take your punk ass in there and kick the goddamn ball. You're not intimidating.
Right. Right.
You know, that's why you know you got a sorry ass team when your kicker got to go run and tackle somebody.
Wow.
Your team is whack because a kicker shouldn't do shit but kick the ball.
That's it. True.
Speaking of kickers, Janikowski is feuding with the Raiders right now. They want him to restructure his contract, and he's like, no.
He's the best goddamn field goal kicker in the league.
Yeah, and he said he worth every penny. Give me my money.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to talk about it. No.
He's got more field goals than the Raiders got touchdowns.
Wow.
He wins the games for a lot of them games for him.
That dude pissed me off in fantasy football, kicking that 65-yarder that one game. He kicked that ball. They gave him like 20 points.
Mm-hmm.
That's unheard of in fantasy football, a kicker off one kick getting 20 points.
That's what he do.
65 yards, man.
That's still ridiculous.
65 yards is ridiculous.
So what's going to happen with the fantasy football? How is that going to affect them this week?
Oh, fantasy football. Oh, to those people that had Tyrod Taylor, he might go. It's a game time decision, but he's still working on the concussion up there. We hope the best for him. But
now, is he having a real concussion or a fantasy concussion?
No, he's having a real concussion. He's not faking it over there. But fantasy football, first week, I believe, for defenses, it's going to be hard to hear, but the Rams defense, you should put them in. The Rams defense, I believe the Rams defense will be one of the high-scoring defenses this week in football.
Is this why it's really the comedy love?
Hey, don't listen to this man. Last week, this man put me on blast about a game that he did not know about. I told you guys.
Which one was that?
The Lions had a winning record last season, and he laughed that same exact way. And the Lions.
Year before last, it wasn't shit.
The year before last.
We're talking about the last year.
Yeah, we're talking about last year. You laughed when I told you they had a winning record. Matthew Stafford helped me win this.
About time. Where did they win last year? Not a motherfucking thing. So fuck your winning record, Detroit.
Well, to all you fantasy football people.
Why don't y'all get some goddamn money to fix
Matthew
that raggedy
Stafford
ass
is
city
the truth
up.
At quarterback. For fantasy football, he took me to the Super Bowl and had me win.
So did you just get your get back deflected?
No, it really didn't deflect. It was just he laughed at me last week, and I was right.
Yeah, he took it personal.
Yeah, I took it personal.
I never said he was wrong. I just said that's some funny shit he putting all his faith in fucking Detroit.
Right.
I'm a Carolina fan. Am I not taking sides like that?
We're going to officially welcome you to the Lounge. One of our main models is never take it personal, just take it.
Hey.
And that's Packet Sports Corner. And we're about to get out of here. And always remember,
Football. We
always encourage anybody that's watching or listening, place your comments in the box below so we can hear what you got to say. And we want to know what's important to y'all motherfuckers, even if you're in goddamn Arkansas. Did he call from Arkansas?
Man, yeah, he was, huh?
Hell yeah.
And he had that country accent.
Yeah, I thought he had a real question. He said, who won the battle between LL and Kool Moe Dee? This nigga called from a time machine.
Yeah.
So anyway, also, if you ever want to chime in, remember, the number is 323-293-3375, and we will be back next Tuesday at 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. right here on the Mad Marv Comedy Lounge with Packet and the ghetto Googler Farouk and myself, and we will see you on next Tuesday. Whoa, yeah.
And don't be threatened by women with pepper spray. Do not call them a bitch in their face. They will threaten you.
That nigga would have seen that pepper spray and ate that bitch up.
Yeah, I can see people running down from that stuff.
This is
The Mad Marv Comedy Lounge. Trap comedy at its finest. Where if you can't slang yourself, you might as well hang yourself. This is also where you can turn yourself into dope and you become the real man. Whoa, yeah.